Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm delighted to be with John Brown from Take Action Tattoo and Tabletop Gaming.
Hello.
Welcome, John.
Yeah, nice to be here.
This place looks amazing. I wish people could see this through the radio.
Yeah, but,
The artwork here is just stunning. John, tell us your story, how you got into this,
and
your background. It's fascinating.
Well, I'm from the area. I am originally from Nevada, but came out here to Indiana when I was about 10 years old. Stuck in little towns around here until about 2010 when I moved to Warsaw. Tattooing I started when I was 16 years old. In high school still. My dad's kind of an old school jack of all trades biker dude, so It's one of the many things that he did a little bit to make extra money, so that kind of jumped me into it. Just the history of the thing, what it is, what it means, is what aroused my interest in it. And I've just always liked art with a real sense of permanence, and I like things that, you know, take a real dedication to, and tattooing is absolutely one of those. So tattooed, you know, unprofessionally on my own for a while out of my house, still, you know, in high school, outside of high school, until I moved to Warsaw, which old Hank Hernandez gave me my first spot in a shop. Worked for him for about a year and a half. He showed me, you know, more of the industry level things, the technologies, the tools, the appropriate tools to use. A lot of it was still, you know, learn as I go, trial by fire type thing. And then eventually left Hank's and then hooked up with Janie and Shane Rager, that also out of Leesburg, that own Rager's Edge Powder Coating. Mm-hmm. And they had already had plans to open a tattoo shop and approached me and, at the time, a friend of mine that went by Squiggy. And we started Black Sheep Studio, and that was about a year and a half. And then eventually things just got, I think they just got burnt out. So they opted out and just kind of said, well, we're going to dissolve this thing, or you can start something up and kind of hit the ground running from where we're at now. And so that's when Take Action was born.
You are an amazing artist. I mean, I look at some of the photo albums of your tattoos that you've done, and I just, like I said, I can't comprehend how you do that. It's such an amazing, intricate detail to these tattoos.
It's hard. It takes a long time to get there, to get to a point of real solid consistency. I mean, you've got to be tattooing for at least 5 years before you start to be arguably solid, you know. And then after that, it takes constant dedication too. It's not a thing that, and that's why, like, guys that try to do it kind of on their own or try to, you know, just kind of be in and out of shops can't ever really hit a plateau of being very, very solid, because it takes daily dedication. Mm-hmm. Like if I take a few days off, I feel it. You know, it's something that you have to be completely all in on, and it never gets easier, ever. It's always the exact same level of hard, and a lot of the things that people think is easy aren't easy. You know, you get people that think, I just want this little tiny cross on, you know, the backside of my wrist. Like, that's super easy, right?
Right.
Well, straight lines on not straight things aren't actually easy, you know.
Yeah.
And then double that up with the expectation of the client, having to weigh that into the work as you do it.
Sure.
So it's nerve-wracking for sure, because there's little simple things that people think are easy actually are not. They're simple, but they're not easy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's super challenging, but it's super rewarding because it's so challenging, and that's one reason why I enjoy it so much. But the quality in work just takes trial and error, really. Like, you just have to bang your head against the wall over and over again until you figure out and push yourself, you know, and just try to get there in the long run. And that's where, like, you know, we're talking about specialization can be kind of a dangerous thing for a newer tattooer, because a lot of people now, when they get into tattooing, want to specialize immediately. And what that creates is a space where, okay, well, I've only been tattooing for a year, but I'm going to say I specialize in this, so then I only do this stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, the other stuff now you can't do. Not really, you know.
Right.
So
yeah,
if somebody specializes in, attempts to specialize in like photorealism, which there's a whole bag of worms there to what really makes photorealism photorealism, or an attempt at photorealism.
Right.
When someone specializes early in their career at that and omits all the foundational work that goes into tattooing as a craft, into tattooing as an art form, there are created inconsistencies in the work that mostly only a trained eye is going to pick up, but, you know.
And you've had how many years of experience of doing this?
20 years.
20 years.
20 years. And it's, I'd say I'm probably at my peak right now, but it took a long time to get there. And one thing too is I was working on my own for a long time, for about 8 years. I was the only guy in here, so without that kind of camaraderie with other artists to push each other and stuff like that, you know, it's been a road. But
yes, and you've got so there's a total of three artists.
Total
here
of
now?
Three now. Yep, I finally was able to bring in some people this last year after COVID. I've got my guy Ghost, who's another 20-year strong, experienced old school artist. And then I've got my younger artist, Gene, who finished a 2-year apprenticeship and showed a lot of commitment and is putting out some really good work.
Oh, both their work is excellent. Now, I can tell you're a very high level of professionalism, and there's a number of different studios in town now.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you say sets Take Action apart from everybody else?
Our ideologies, for sure, are commitment to the craft. We care more about that than anything. One thing that separates, definitely, so my shop is just an extension of me. It always has kind of been that way. And so it's always, I've always operated on principle and ideals, and it's more about the craft than anything else. We're not, there's no posturing, there's no peacocking, there's no rock star attitude. It's simply, we do the work that needs done. We care about the work. We're going to do the work right. If you're not happy, we're going to take care of you. Because at the end of the day, this is our life. This is our how we feed our families. This is something that we've put a lot of time into. I've put 14 years into this thing, into this business. So, like, the honest professionalism is what I think really sets us apart. Because we're not giving it to you not straight. Like,
right.
What we say is what we say. Who we are is who we are. We don't dress anything up. Kind of my motto for myself is no frills, no gimmicks. Like, you can look at my work. Like, when people ask me if anybody's ever like, well, are you good? I don't know. Look at my work. That's not for me to say. That's for you to decide.
I can tell you, you're good.
Sure, yeah. And I'm confident in my work, and, you know, we're all confident, but that's the thing. I'm not going to tell you how good I am. You know, that's not the place of an artist. The place of an artist is to do the work, and then other people decide that.
Based on the length of time that you're booked out, you can tell.
Yeah,
you've
got a
great following.
For sure.
Now let's segue to the tabletop gaming then.
Okay.
Explain to us what gaming options you offer here. Maybe someone's not from the gaming world.
Sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of people aren't. The gaming over the last few years has grown huge, really. So the gaming industry, the tabletop gaming industry, has always been kind of operating in the shadows and growing on its own without anybody really, like, only a small portion of people really paying any attention to it, board games, tabletop RPGs, stuff like that. But it's propagated itself to a pretty huge level. Like, there's an ocean of board games out there now, and they're all super complex, super cool, or some are simple. You get pretty much anything you want out of any of them, and there's a whole other ocean of tabletop RPGs, which most people don't know what a tabletop RPG is. That is a game that's dice and paper. So your classic example is Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay.
That was kind of the first one. That's what defines a tabletop RPG as a tabletop RPG.
So we're not talking Chutes and Ladders and...
No. So you've got your board games like Chutes and Ladders, but a tabletop RPG is a game that's played with your imagination, some paper, and some dice. And that's what they are. Recently, with, like, Stranger Things, that's grown huge in popularity, or at least bigger, you know. Here, we deal with predominantly tabletop RPGs, mostly D&D. We're trying to get into some other ones, Pathfinder, stuff like that. And then we deal with a card game. Magic the Gathering is our primary thing, which there's huge number of card games out there now, too.
Right.
Those are the ones that we offer particularly. There are other guys in town that have some other stuff. Downtown, there's a guy that has Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff like that. With the games, they each kind of have a different demographic of people they play into. You know, you will get a little bit more of the older crowd in Magic. You get plenty of young people, too.
Sure.
But since Magic's been around since 93, it's got guys that, you know, guys that have been playing for 30 years now that started playing when they were 20.
Yeah.
So you got guys that are 50, you got guys that are 60 playing Magic, you know. Then you have your younger people. Usually the younger side of Magic is about 16 years old.
Okay. Well, didn't you tell me that you had someone here from your shop that went on to win a tournament?
Yeah, he's not won a full-out tournament yet. He's putting up really good results. Actually, it's funny. Once we started gaming, he'd been here about every day, every weekend since then. And that was 8 years ago. He was 10. Hanging out in a tattoo shop.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Been here every weekend, and now he's 18, and now he's helping with the counter.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, he's been grinding it out. It takes a lot. Like any other sport, that's the one thing that people are unaware of Magic and other trading card games is the level of competition, the fact that they are essentially, or if you want them to be, mm-hmm. I guess, because again, there's a casual element, but if you want them to be, they're as high level a competitive sport as any other competitive mm-hmm. sport. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just cards instead of sticks and balls.
Yeah, now you have leagues and stuff too, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. We have Monday, we have a league. Wednesday, we have a free to play casual day. Fridays, we have people come out and play in our actual tournaments. Then we have other tournaments on Saturday, and all the tournaments we host lead into a bigger tournament that we put on that's kind of an invitational. You have to do well weekly, and then you get invited, and it's a free tournament with all kinds of prizes, stuff hand-drawn that I do. Yeah, we're trying really hard to foster a competitive scene here to kind of draw people from all over the place mm-hmm. here. That's one thing that I do. I'm happy about as a small business owner in Warsaw is I get to bring people here.
Sure.
I have people come from Elkhart, people come from Indy, people come from around Indy to play, you know, so we're actually bringing people mm-hmm. to town, mm-hmm. you know, to experience the town that we have. So it makes me really happy to be able to do that. And then with tattooing as well, I get to bring people from out of town, out of state mm-hmm. from time to time. But yeah, Magic is it's still a mystery to a lot of people. Card games are mostly a mystery to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. The one thing that you always have somebody say is, well, I just don't get it. But it's like, well, if somebody's never played baseball and you
right.
let them watch and you start prattling off stats, they're going to be completely lost well. You
right.
know, like a game's a game. You gotta see the rules to know what the game is. But essentially, Magic and most card games, I kind of describe as a combination of chess and poker. Mm-hmm. They're turn-based strategy games where you're trying to, you know, defeat your opponent. You can play one-on-one, but if you're playing casual, you can play with however many people. That's true for Magic. I'm not sure exactly how true that is for, like, games like Pokemon. I'm not sure if you can do big multiplayer in Pokemon or not. Mm-hmm. But, so yeah, you can kind of have either one of those experiences. But it's a game that has pretty much, I mean, if anybody likes games, uh-huh. you'll probably like it. The one thing that you do kind of have to enjoy to be able to enjoy these games is fantasy flavor. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to like fantasy. You've got to mm-hmm. like wizards and dragons and stuff like
sure.
that. But it is definitely, for anybody that enjoys a good game, it's a good game.
Now, do you have nights for, like, beginners, or do you teach these games at all? Or?
We absolutely will. If anybody's interested in, like, a one-on-one session, I do those if somebody wants to contact the Facebook page
okay.
Or give us a call or just come in and talk to us. I'm happy to. I love sitting down and teaching people to play. It's a super fun thing to do. We stream all of our events on Twitch, and they're posted on YouTube.
Okay.
So if you want to see some gameplay, you can see gameplay there.
If someone wants to take advantage of everything you have to offer, tell us where you're located, what your hours are, and links to any websites that you have or
so
Facebook.
Yeah, so we're on the main, I guess I'd call it the main Dragon Warsaw, here on Detroit Street, 938 North Detroit Street. Mm-hmm. Real easy to get to, right off the road. We're in the Center Lake Plaza mm-hmm. by Ilario. Been here 13 years. We're open noon to 8. Anytime of the day that somebody wants to consult with one of our artists, come on in, talk to us. Always happy to do that. Anybody wants to come in and play a game, mm-hmm. anytime that we're open, you can come in, hang out, play casually. Mm-hmm. Built a place to be a place for people to congregate, people to hang out, people to connect. So anytime we're open, you can do that. Booking-wise for tattoos, I'm booked out about 5 months at a time. My other artists have time within few weeks, within a month, something like that, mm-hmm. Depending. You can find us on Facebook. Search for Take Action Tattoo and Tabletop Gaming is what you're going to look for. Our website is takeactionwarsaw.com. We're working on getting that a little bit updated right now. YouTube-wise, you can find us at Take Action Gaming 574. All of our past videos of our events are up there. We also do a movie podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for bringing all this artistry and fun to Warsaw.
Yeah,
and
no, I appreciate it. I'm proud to be a part of Warsaw.
Yeah, it's a great thank
town.
You again for being a member of the Kaskaskia Chamber of Commerce.
Excited. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.